She completely ignores the fact that I was never in, and that she dumped me, banished me from even the shadows of Martha Glory. I feel like any minute a guy in a lavender suit will burst into the room with a microphone and bellow, "Another alternate reality moment brought to you by adolescence." I still can't figure out why she's here. She licks a crumb off her cookie and gets to the point. She and the other junior Marthas are required to decorate the Route 11 Holiday Inn ballroom for the prom. Meg and Emily and Siobhan can't assist, of course. They have to get their nails painted and their teeth whitened. The privileged, the few, the junior Marthas have been laid waste by mononucleosis, leaving Heather all by herself. She is desperate. Me. You have to decorate the whole thing? By Saturday night? Heather. Actually, we can't start until 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon because of some stupid meeting of Chrysler salesmen. But I know we can do it. I'm asking other kids, too. Do you know anyone who could help? Frankly, no, I don't. But I chew and try to look thoughtful. Heather takes this to mean that, yes, I'd be happy to help her. She bounces out of the chair. Heather, I knew you would help. You're great. Tell you what, I owe you. I owe you a big one. How about next week I come over and help you redecorate?